Senate Bill 1985, legislation that would provide funds to repair dams across the state, passed the Senate last year. Now, several groups are advocating for its passage in the House before the end of the legislative session. The Massachusetts Municipal Association is one of them. Executive Director Jeff Beckwith.
There are about 3,000 dams in the state. There are 800 that are municipally owned, and of those 800 municipal dams, about 650 are unsafe and pose some level of risk to either the property owners and abutters nearby or to the safety, not just to threat to the property, because the dams aren't in good condition.
Although many of the dams may be privately or publicly owned, Beckwith said that it's up to the cities and towns to keep their residents safe in case of an accident.
Legislation would set up a revolving fund that would allow communities to have access to resources to repair or remove the dams to eliminate that risk and go forward in a way that protects the public safety.
A report conducted in 2010 by the State Auditor's Office shows that of the 100 most dangerous dams in the state, several are located in Berkshire County, including three in North Adams and two in Pittsfield. Abby Goodman, Executive Director of the American Council of Engineering Companies of Massachusetts, says that a large portion of the 3,000 dams in Massachusetts were constructed in the Industrial Revolution, and that it's time to do something about them.
Every time we have a storm or heavy rain, some of these dams are potentially in danger of breaching and causing property damage or even injury to people.
The Nature Conservancy has also signed on their support of the legislation. Steve Long, Director of Government Relations, says that the removal of old dams can support the health of river ecosystems throughout the state, and that oftentimes federal dollars can be leveraged to finance such initiatives.
In western Massachusetts in particular, cold water fish species would benefit from dam removal. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recognizes that and helps provide federal matching funding. So in Massachusetts, for every state dollar that is devoted to dam removal, the feds can oftentimes provide a match of 3 or 4 to 1.
Fourth Berkshire District Representative William Smitty Pignatelli says that passing the bill is an important step for improving the state's infrastructure.
From a personal standpoint, this is critically important. It's another piece of the state's infrastructure that needs to be addressed, our roads and bridges. We've made some great strides, and we have a long ways to go, but our dams. But it's a very serious problem from a very public safety standpoint. So I hope it sees the light of day very soon, and we can get things rolling once again.
The House of Representatives has until the end of the current legislative session on July 31st to vote on the bill. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.